the most dangerous time for me is after I've made the first mistake. This is something today that helps me to not keep doing the same thing, to not go on tilt, so to speak. So let me put this in some context that might be easier to understand. If you've ever played poker or played video games, I think you can relate to this pretty well. So the most dangerous time for most of us in our lives, we might think, is certain situations or certain places or certain people. And yet, the simple truth I've found for me is that the most dangerous situation in my life is right after I've made a mistake, regardless of where it's at, whether it's at home or out in public, whether it's traveling, wherever it is, the most dangerous situation for me is right after I've made a mistake, because that's when I'm likely to go on tilt in whatever it is I'm doing. So in poker, you have this phrase, go on tilt, and on games, you've seen people go on tilt in League of Legends. There's all kinds of scenarios where you're aware of people going on tilt. So the important thing, in my view, is to see how this applies to my life and to be aware of my potential to go on tilt, to know when I'm likely to tilt. So in poker, if you want to take the other guy's money, and I've played a lot of Texas Hold'em in my life, and if you want to take the other guy's money, the best situation is right after they've had a bad beat, right after they are in some embarrassing situation, like you just saw in the game here. The most likely time for me to go on tilt is not before I made that first mistake. It's right now, right after I've just got put down. This is the most dangerous time for me, is right after that first mistake has happened. In poker, it's often very easy to take all of someone's money once they make that initial bad beat. So poker's not very mysterious. Once you learn, all you have to do is patiently wait for someone to go on tilt. Wait for the time when something happens that they get really frustrated about, and then you can take all their money from that point on. All you have to do is just, as soon as you have a hand, get in another hand with them. They'll be desperate to try and win back what they've lost. Now, if you don't play poker, this analogy might seem a little nebulous. So let's take it to a different scenario. Video games. Call of Duty. The most dangerous time for me is right after I've died. That's the time when I'm most likely to keep dying, to keep making more mistakes. That's the time when I'm most likely to rack up a bunch of deaths. So it's not right beforehand. The key is that after I've died once, to move on from it. It's just like if you've seen in football, right after a quarterback throws an interception, that's when they're most likely to go on tilt, to then throw another interception. And the biggest difference, in my view, between winners and losers often is not as much that the winners never lose. It's that the winners minimize going on tilt. The winners tend not to just completely lose it in the face of a mistake. And I'm a great example of that in Call of Duty. And that's today. I didn't used to be a very good example. I used to be the opposite example. I used to tilt worse than most of the people on my team. If things were going good for me, I could tolerate a death, and I often could rack up really good games. If things weren't going good for me, though, I'd drag the whole team down with going on tilt. I'd play like I'd never learned to play the game before. You can see right here in Zombies, often the same thing would happen. I'd have one little down that I would be all upset about, and then I often would have a stupid down right after that. One that didn't effectively demonstrate my play skill. One that often was easily avoidable. So this happens in life. If you want to win more often, avoiding going on tilt is often one of the most powerful ways to do it. And it's the same thing with everything else. If you want to have better relationships, avoiding going on tilt. If you want to do better dating, for example, if you can avoid going on tilt with dating, you can do a lot better. I did often go on Tilt dating, and yet it didn't stop me from trying again. What I've seen with a lot of people dating, something will go wrong for them, and then they will quit trying. They will go on Tilt for years, either with not dating at all, or with what I had years of Tilt after my college ex left me. I had years where I couldn't properly date, where I went on Tilt. And then I finally was able to forgive that and move on and do better. So today, if you are having a hard time, often it's because you've tilted on something, which comes from not forgiving a previous mistake. And if you can get out of going on Tilt, then that will usually fix any problem you're experiencing. It's fixed so many problems in my life simply to not go on Tilt. For example, for me, if I don't want to get mad at my wife, the way to do that is to not go on Tilt after the first potential area. The very first time she says something where I start getting disagreeable, that's my opportunity to not get mad. If I start going on Tilt after that, then I'm almost in a situation where I can't help but to keep going down and down and down and worse and worse and worse. And same thing with gaming. One of the reasons I win so often is I don't go on Tilt after I die. When I die, it's as if I start from fresh again. If you've seen me play some of the free-for-alls, you might notice that it doesn't seem, you don't see that anger and that visceral frustration when something bad happens. You don't see me start to go on Tilt. You see me start over and just start from scratch. And for this reason, I have very few death streaks now compared to what I used to. And this applies across my whole life. I've went on Tilt on about everything you could go on Tilt on. I've went on Tilt on my business. I've went on Tilt in almost every relationship I've ever had. I've went on Tilt on just about anything you can go on Tilt with today. So I've shared this today that with you hearing me talk about this, you can gain some insight. It doesn't matter if you know when I go on Tilt or if you can spot someone else on Tilt necessarily. It helps if you can avoid doing it yourself. If you can honestly spot the next time you go on Tilt, the next time a girl or a guy says something, or the next time you die in a game and start flipping out, the faster you can spot that, the less damage happens, and it's exponentially less damage. So if you can spot a Tilt right when it starts, you eliminate 99% of the results. So in Call of Duty, if you can spot after that death where you have that repulsive reaction like, F that, man, that shouldn't happen. If you can spot it right there, you eliminate 99% of the suffering instead of dying and playing 15 more matches and still being on Tilt and then getting off really frustrated and cussing the game out. You can see the difference there. So I share this with you today because I want to spot every time I go on Tilt as soon as it starts. I can't stand being on Tilt, which then makes it easier to go on Tilt. So today, I try and apply loving, caring, understanding to each thing I'm doing and to spot when I've went on Tilt. Because once I spot it, then there's hope. Once I see, honestly, oh, well, I'm on Tilt now. I got mad at that last thing. Then I don't have to get stuck in that cycle of it. If I don't spot it, I'm helpless. There's nothing I can do except do the same thing I've done over and over again. In other words, if I don't spot it, there's no choice. If I see that I'm on Tilt, then I don't have to go on it. You can see just by playing this right here in this video, I did not go on Tilt in the same situation I went on Tilt a ton of times. A down before level 10 most times would have just flipped me out. And yet, it's no big deal. I have a chance to try again. And now, I might have one of my best games ever. Often, several of the best games I've had in Call of Duty have been right after a death streak. And that is a huge difference from before. One of my best videos I made was right after I went on this epic death streak. I don't know, I got killed a ton of times. the map was just set up in a way that everyone was spawning, I wasn't doing good. And I kept saying, you know what, I might be it doesn't matter what happens, I might be about to drop one of my best streaks ever. And I did. I dropped one of my best streaks ever right after that, because I didn't totally lose it and blow up going on tilt about those earlier deaths. So today I pray to honestly be aware of how I'm doing. Am I going on tilt or not? Today I pray that when I honestly see I've gone on tilt, that I pray for help getting out of it. Often I can't get out of it myself, but if I ask for help, if I accept whatever's happened, then that does work to get me out of it. I hope that you have the same opportunities I do today to honestly spot when your game, whatever game you're playing, has went on tilt, and have the chance to get out of it without playing the full tape through of what's happened over and over to you in your life before. Thank you very much for watching this. I hope you have a great day today.